What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez. Joining me now on Zoom, two-time Grammy-nominated artist Kelsey Ballerini. Welcome to the show, Kelsey. How are you?
Good to see you, Mario. It's been a minute.
I know. It has been a minute. I was admiring your backdrop there. A flower is looking very festive in a garden there. You're on the road currently with the Jonas Brothers as we speak. How have the shows been going?
It's incredible. It's like a 47-date tour. We only have a couple shows left, so we're well into it. But, you know, to be off of the road for a year and a half and then get back onto the road with people that I mean, I had their faces like plastered all over my walls when I was a kid. It's very fun to meet their crowd, do my show, and then be side stage and just be able to fill up the fan tank. It's awesome.
I bet that's a surreal for you there. Is there time to hang out backstage or between shows, or do you guys pretty much stick to business and it's on to the next city?
You know, we've kind of passed backstage a couple of times. It's a super lockdown tour just because everyone's trying to stay very safe.
Oh, right.
We had a hang before the tour started, and I'm hoping that we have a good end of tour hang as well. But I've gotten to meet all the wives, and they've all been like so wonderful and warm. And there've been a couple of good little moments.
Nice. I saw you were at Disney World the other day, though. What was your favorite thing about the park?
Yeah, I needed to like go back into being a kid for a minute. It was so much fun. I feel like my favorite, and I'm going to get like hate for this. I'm not a big Star Wars gal. Like, I don't even think I've seen one of the movies all the way through.
That's okay.
their new Star Wars ride, it's like a trackless ride. So yeah. The whole thing is just, the floor looks like it's just a big magnet.
Right.
It's crazy. I've never seen anything like it. I was blown away. So maybe I'm a Star Wars convert now. We'll see.
Yeah, no, that is pretty cool. Did you go on that new Avatar one? That one was cool too.
Yeah, that one honestly brought tears to my eyes. You feel like you're in this like magical world.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that one's next level. Well, congrats on the song "I Quit Drinking," rising up the charts there. What inspired this one? I'm assuming you quit drinking, or is it?
No, I like it. I did dry January. Basically, you know, I, like a lot of people last year, was like, wine feels like the right choice.
Yeah.
To reset. Going into 2021, I did dry January, and I had a write with my friend Nicole Gallion and Paul Klein. And we didn't know if it was going to be for a collab or for one of our projects or really just a hang. We just kind of went in open-minded. We're all close friends anyway. And I sat down, and normally we open a bottle of wine when we're writing, and I said, oh, I can't even drink today. I quit drinking. And as soon as I said it, we all kind of looked at each other and just came up with this story of this push and pull of this relationship. And the song kind of wrote itself. And for me, I've always found that most people gravitate towards songs that just kind of feel like they were meant to happen like that.
Very relatable. I'll tell you that. I quit drinking usually from about Monday through Thursday and then pick right up again. Were you specifically trying to write a crossover hit, or was this sort of a happy accident?
I think when you have two artists from two different genres in a room together, that's kind of naturally where it goes. But you know, at the heart of me and Paul both, like, we're songwriters. That's what's first. And I think the production should always kind of honor the heart of the song. And this one, it's really just a piano ballad. You can call it country, you can call it pop, you can call it whatever. I think that just honoring both artists and the song itself is kind of what matters there.
Yeah. And you're about to release a book of poetry, Feel Your Way Through. Are these lyrics that didn't necessarily become songs, or is it a whole different thing creatively?
It is a whole different thing creatively. I put out my record, Kelsey, March 20th, 2020. It was like the week the world really shut down. And music to me for a minute after that kind of just felt like a sad place, because I really had to grieve like the loss of that album and the plans and the tour and the connection that I had anticipated it bringing. And so for me, I still needed to write. That's always how I've processed just life. But I could not write music. That felt too sad. So I just ended up writing a book of poetry. And oddly enough, there is nothing about the pandemic in it, but even though I wrote the majority of it during the pandemic.
Sure.
I just think it was a big step back for everyone to have this extra time and space to process life differently and more intensely. And so it's that process.
Yeah, nice creative outlet. Good for you. True artist right there.
Thank you.
I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, okay? What TV show are you watching right now that you recommend?
White Lotus.
Yeah, so funny. Did you finish it already?
I did.
Oh, my God.
It's so good.
That end, right? song you wish you wrote?
Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Yeah. Every year, that's right. Celebrity crush growing up?
The Jonas Brothers.
All of them. Okay.
All three of them.
Collectively. Got it. Secret talent.
I'm not great at it yet, but I've really started loving painting.
Oh, you're a Renaissance woman. Okay. And who's your dream collab?
I don't have one. It was Shania and I did that. So I don't know what's next, but I'm very open. I love collabing. So we'll see what's up.
There you go. Well, congratulations on everything. And good luck on the rest of the tour. And listen, you can pre-order Feel Your Way Through over at onwithmario.com. Kelsey, thanks so much for checking in.
Thank you, Mario. Good to see you.
You too, sweetie. Take care.
On with Mario Lopez.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.